Psalm 89, there are 52 verses in it. I shall read a few. Verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever. Build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. Selah. Consider it. I'm going to read a verse or two for the young people. There are young people here. Your life is before you. And there's a great test that may be lying in the immediate future. The heavens are mine. The earth also is mine. The earth also is thine, given to man. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. 29. I want you to notice it carefully. Not a misprint. You'll not get it, I take it, in a reliable translation, other translation. Mark the word, reliable. His seed also will I make to endure forever. And his throne as the days of heaven, not heaven upon earth, heaven. Verse 36. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It will confirm what I'm going to say, if I have breath to say it. Verse 37. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness. The last verse, the closing verse of the third book of the Psalms. Blessed be the Lord, you'll pardon me for using the word that is the correct word. Blessed be Jehovah forevermore, forevermore. Amen. And amen. That is the key to the closing verse of every book of the Psalms. It would be about 22 years ago since I visited Port Sedon on a Saturday night, and I scraped the surface of this psalm. This is the only psalm to Ethan. The only psalms that bear a resemblance to Ethan is Jeduthan. And I won't say any more about it. You can look it up yourselves. If you've got any spare time to study the scriptures, you can look it up yourselves. It struck me this afternoon, I never was conscious. I was semi-conscious of it. There's a lot of truths that we're semi-conscious about. And one of them that struck me was, I never was so affected by the presence. I shan't say the influence, it's more than influence, by the presence of the Spirit of God down here in this world. I never was so impressed about it as I was sitting in my seat here this afternoon. And so I'm really going over ground, old ground, you'll pardon me. It's old ground in one way, in another way I never trod most of it. So it's not old ground at all. But the thesis of the psalm lies couched in the first three verses. You get his mercy, you get his faithfulness, and there's his covenant, there's his anointed, there's his oath, there's his servant, there's his seed in these three verses. There's a whole scope. The whole scope of the divine revelation foreshadowed in these five things. Five, shall we call them entities? I don't have words for it. But his mercy, what a wonderful thing it is. That's why you're sitting here tonight. That's why I'm up here tonight. His mercy, wonderful. The mercy of God. I fell over about 20 years ago, and I wasn't on the platform that night. And you know, I had a sense of mercy. I've never lost it. 20 years ago, sense of mercy. And this psalmist begins, heads the subject with it, his mercy. Two things, his mercy and his faithfulness. God's mercy and God's faithfulness. I'm not going bit by bit over this psalm. I want to draw your attention to seed. There are three seeds in this psalm. Three seeds. And they're all different. They're all different. The Spirit of God brought them here. And the Spirit of God maintained them here. And the Spirit of God reached the glowing end which the psalm anticipates. A brother prayed about that Christ might be brought before us. I have made my covenant with my chosen. Well, initially it was David. But Jehovah said to Adonai, and it wasn't David. Jehovah said to Adonai, sit on my right hand. Sit on my right hand. Psalm 110. Adonai, the Lord in blessing. I have made my covenant. He made a covenant. Another thing he did. He has made more oaths than one. But in this particular connection, he says, I have sworn. I have sworn. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible, God to lie, we should have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul. It's anchored the saints for 20 centuries. 20 centuries. I have sworn unto David my servant, sit on my right hand, his seed. We must conclude. Seed here is the Jew. His seed will I establish forever. Build up thy throne to all generations. Think about it. You won't swallow it in 2 minutes, nor will you swallow it in five. And the last time I was at it, it was 22 years ago. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish in perpetuity. Build up thy throne to all generations. It's going to be built up, you know. I would judge it be far more exceeding magnifical, excuse the words, I'm just a poor, illiterate person. Exceeding magnifical, the scripture says. That great, ornate temple that was built by Solomon. It's a picture. It's a picture of the other one that was built upon earth in due course. They're very wonderful words, but I'll just mention one or two of them. His throne, what kind of a place does he sit? I wonder what kind of a place this is. Almighty God that people want to put in the dustbin. What kind of a throne does he sit on? Eh? Judgment and justice are the habitations of his. The only picture you'll get of this judgment and justice, of which the next part of the verse follows, you can only see it at the cross of our blessed, precious, holy Saviour. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed, very happy. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sounds. They shall walk, O Jehovah, in the light of thy countenance. This is what we're here for. They get a wee bit of the radiancy of the countenance of our blessed God shining in the face of Jesus Christ. That's what's brought us up here. That's what we want to get. That's what we're looking for. And that's what will change us. I'm going on to the seed of this company now. Verse 29. The second seed mentioned in the psalm. His seed also will I make to endure forever. Not in perpetuity, forever. Also, his seed also will I make to endure forever. I wonder if God's up to date. I wonder if he's up to date. Maybe if he had a television, it'd keep you more in touch with what man's going on with. And you might wonder, is he falling back a bit? Listen to this bit. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven, not earth. Deuteronomy has a parallel passage, but not wholly. The passage is not wholly. His throne as the days of heaven. We're bound for heaven. We're bound for glory. And it's not a satellite that's going to take us. It's a blessed man that's been up there for 20 centuries. He's going to take us. And he's not going to take us to a bit of metal. He's dead going to take us to a body like himself, a glorified body like himself. Won't need a big band. A big band to go up there. They say it was a big band that brought it in here. What a nonsense. He says we won't need a band to go up there. The voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And we're all going. We're all going. Home. Verse 25 is an interesting verse. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. In Revelations, he puts a foot on the land, and he puts a foot on the sea. Claims the whole thing for God. Claims the whole thing for his God and Father. Glorified manhood. Glorified manhood. I will set his hand also in the sea, his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry to me, thou art my God, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Wonderful words. Wonderful words. You don't get the phrases like that in newspapers, you know. You've got to come here for it. You've got to come here for it. There's nowhere else. Nowhere else. My Father and my God. These were the words that were announced when he rose from the dead. I ascend to my Father. And your Father. You see, I'm using my imagination. I'm using Scripture. I'm using Scripture both in the Old Testament and in the New. My brother prayed the opening, and he said, I wanted to hear him glorified. I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. Revelation 1, he's the prince of the kings of the earth. The prince of the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him, his seed. Will I also make to endure forever? Oh, I love that verse. And his throne as the days of heaven. You know, if you go attached to Plato, which is the outermost planet known by man, and some in some little measure seen by man through one instrument or another, it takes 176 years to go around the sun. I don't know how long this is, but you need two or three haircuts before you go around. Anyway, you need two or three haircuts before you go around. And of course it goes on to Israel. I believe that's a foreshadowing of the present era, where we'll all go with him in glory. Precious, holy Lord. And it's the fruit and the work of what we were considering this afternoon. The Holy Spirit of God has brought it to light, has maintained it to the end, until it goes home to glory. We're exotic, you know. We're exotic here. This is not our home. by any manner of means. Heaven is our hope. Verse 36, his seed shall endure forever. When you notice this little bit. And his throne is the sun before me. To establish what I'm going to say, verse 37, it shall be established forever as the moon. The moon gets its place here too. Sun and the moon. And as a faithful witness. A faithful witness in heaven. Shiva. When you think of the greatness of God, when we think of his mercy, it's all up there. It's been up there for millennia. And it's all bears testimony to the faithfulness of the God whom we know. His seed shall endure forever, ever on his throne as a son before me. I think you have the Jew, you have the millennium here, and all the blessings that have come out. Then, and all that will be associated with it, far more than I know, far more than I could describe, and far more than I can explain. But it's there, in this witness. We know the moon, they'll celebrate the Passover. New moon will be there, full moon will be there. And it will be like daylight. It'll be like daylight. You won't need candles, you won't need electricity. You do without them. Because at full moon, it'll be broad daylight. Broad daylight. And here's the witness to it. Here, the seed shall endure forever. His throne as the sun before me. We don't need the sun. We won't need the sun there. We need it here. We need it here. This is where God placed us. When he takes us up there, there's no need of the sun, nor the moon to shine for it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven. This, I have no doubt, prefigures to us some little way. The millennial in this verse and in this psalm, in this part of the psalm, and also you have the remnant of Israel and all that have passed through. Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants. And wonderful, well, that to me is wonderful. That the reproach, of course, it said the reproach. That reproached thee has fallen upon me. And the reproach of a fallen Israel, an Israel that was set aside, an Israel that was judged by God, our blessed Saviour bore the reproach of it all. And he says in another psalm, Psalm 69, it broke his heart. The reproach. Reproach hath broken my heart. The reproach, that the offender that reproached thee, and it was because of the testimony of Israel, says he, has fallen upon me. Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Jehovah, wherewith they have approached the footsteps of thy anointed. They watched every footstep he trod, every footmark that his blessed feet trod this planet on which we live. It was all watched by them to see if they could catch him. It says, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Jehovah, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps, thy anointed. You know, it's a wonderful psalm. The one before it, there's hardly a glimmer of light. 88. Psalm 88. Lover of friend, I don't have any. Is the concluding verse of Samadhi. But the light breaks out. Out of the darkness gives this beautiful psalm, this wonderful psalm, the psalm Yidam.